Recorded Books presents The Storm's Betrayal by Corey L. Lee, narrated by Amanda Lee Cobb. To Scott, I miss you, little bro. Chapter 1. Selka sees the blow coming before Pa does and screams warning. The truncheons arc down, and Pa turns slowly, too slowly, and Selka's running, weeds slapping her shins, mud slipping beneath her feet, slowing her, but she has to get to him, has to save him, has to help. Crack. The first blow, sharp as a gunshot, twists Pa to the side. No, she screams, still meters from him when a hand catches her upper arm, fingers closing like a steel trap. Selka twists, panicked, struggling to tear free. She has to get to Pa. Another truncheon lands with a sick crack, and Pa cries out. Selka's shoulder wrenches, but she snarls and hits and screams. Let me go! Let me go! Pain. A bright starburst across her face as the army captain gripping her arm strikes her. Selka lands hard, hands and knees hitting the mud, weeds and circus tents smearing. The crack of blows brings her back. The Tayemstvoy still beating Pa. Head swimming, Selka surges to her feet, but the army captain, Captain Vrana, grabs her by her hair, wrenching her to the side when she tries to run to Pa. Tears blur Selka's vision, and she grabs Vrana's wrist, trying to claw open her grip. But it only tightens until she cries out, until she can only stumble beneath the woman's hold, gasping, desperate, hearing the sick crack of wood and hobnailed boots on flesh as the Tayemstvoy keep beating Pa. Selka, remember your high wire? The voice slices through her horror, not making sense. Selka, you're safe. She's not. Vrana shoves her to the ground. Selka gasps, digging her fingers into the cold mud, struggling to crush down her terror enough to turn back. She has to fight, has to save Pa. Vrana catches her chin, grip bruising, wrenching Selka's face up to hers. Her question ratchets Selka's fear. When Vrana doesn't like her answer, her fist smashes into Selka's cheek. On the ground again, Selka tastes blood. The Tayemstvoy, Vrana, they want to make her small, make her give up. But she won't. She claws her hands into the mud. Looming over her, Vrana smells like gun oil, a slippery darkness that makes Selka bare her teeth. Selka. Selka, look at me. The voice again, the one that doesn't belong. Can you hear the circus band? Selka lifts her head, ears ringing from Vrana's blows, from Pa's cries and the crack of truncheons. She has to save Pa. Nothing else matters. But a figure catches her eye, yanks her attention off Vrana. Wavering, they glow the red of fresh blood. Selka stares, drawn inexplicably. Pa cries out. Vrana's voice menaces. Selka blinks and the figure's closer, crouched, reaching out. Heartbeat loud in her ears, Selka lifts a muddy hand. The figure smells of blood, of mud, of gun oil, of Selka's pain and terror and desperation, all of it so sharp that the rest of the world fades. Selka touches their hand. It's insubstantial, a haze of blood, yet the figure grips her palm and the scents sharpen. Pa! Selka wants to scream, wants to snatch the pistol from Vrana's hip and defend him, but she can't make herself release the ghostly hand. The figure's red glow pulses in time with Selka's panicked heartbeat. Then, blue like a summer sky, slashes the blaze. Selka gasps, wanting to recoil. She's falling. The hand still grips hers, but she can feel Vrana looming behind her. Remember your high wire? The figure is too faint to see their lips move, but Selka's certain the voice is theirs. She wants to tear away. The high wire is a dream, a memory from before the Tayemstvoy attacked. Pa. She wants to choke the word aloud, but doesn't dare. Wants to rip Vrana's pistol from its holster. You don't have to fight. You're safe. The cracks of blue in the figure's red blaze deepen, sending an ache through Selka's chest that doesn't match the pain of Vrana kicking her with hobnailed boots. You're
Sample complete. Ready to continue?